He called to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son Isaac, your only one, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a holocaust on a height that I will point out to you." When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. "Do not lay your hand on the boy," said the messenger. "Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son." As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. So he went and took the ram and offered it up as a holocaust in place of his son. Again the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did, in not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly, and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We call Abraham our father in faith, largely in part because of his actions on this mountain. But before he became our father in faith, and the father of many nations, and the father of blessing, he was a son. He was a son of God. That is his basic identity. And we, as baptized members of the body of Christ, have been incorporated into a fuller sonship through Jesus Christ. But do we act like the sons we are? Do we know what it is to be a son, what it means? Abraham and Isaac show us the model which will be perfected in Christ. They show us what it means to dwell in the heart of the Father, to lean upon the breast of God, surrendering our own visions, our own desires, and trusting God with our future. God is asking Abraham in this reading to give him the only visible sign of the promise that God made. He wants his only son, the one whom he loves, Isaac. And in this event, God invites Abraham into the very heart of God the Father, giving him a hint of what is to come. Abraham walks through and sees the landscape of the Father's heart, a landscape of unspeakable love and unbearable sorrow, a landscape which resides beneath the shadow of the cross, which this binding is only a type. No words could have explained God's heart or his plan of salvation to Abraham, and so God doesn't tell him. God shows him. Abraham and Isaac see and experience God's heart, and they taste a drop of that bitter drink, which is the agony and the passion. Only by entering the heart of the Father, by surrendering our own visions and desires and selfish self-loves, can we too become sons of God. Sonship is not something we ever outgrow in our spiritual life. It's something we grow into, just as Abraham and Isaac and every one of the saints grew into their own sonship. And it's painful. Isaac knows this. Abraham knows this. But think about Isaac here. Isaac is unsure. He's questioning. He's been journeying with his father for 3 days, trusting that somehow God is working. How often are we uncertain, questioning about the commands of our superiors, the future of our province, the education we receive at Aquinas, and maybe our own thoughts about ministry or assignments. We think we know our future, just like Abraham thought he knew his future. And yet God asks us to put aside these visions of these desires of ours and to trust Him with our future, as only a son can. To be the sons of God means to dwell in His heart through prayer, to accept the promptings of His will, and to report for duty each day, saying, "Here I am. I come to do your will. My food is to do that will." Each day in prayer, we're asked to place on top of our own mountain our desires, our visions of success, of achievement, and we're asked to give them up to God. Our visions of the future of the province, of our ministerial lives, whatever they might be, give them up to God. We can only enter into sonship fully when we say, "Thy will be done, Father. Make me your son today." In this is both our passion and our glory, our transfiguration and our crucifixion. If we are sons, though, let us be sons. And if sons, heirs and co-heirs with Christ, let us become those sons. And there is no better place for this prayer of becoming than when we receive the Eucharist. Christ is present there, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And when we consume Him, He is in fact consuming us. And we are becoming the sons in Christ we were always meant to be, if we let Him. And so, if we are so blessed to become these true sons of God, then we shall know what Abraham and Isaac knew only indistinctly: that within the heart of the Father, someone waits for us, and His name is Jesus Christ.